You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today we're here with Yale Radio at the Venice Biennale. This is the first inaugural pavilion for Madagascar. And Rina is going to discuss with us his curatorial aspects of the installation. Thank you very much for being with us today, Rina.
Thank you.
Will you please tell me your full name, since it is a long one?
Rina Halayi Hanaivu.
Thank you. All right. Tell us about the exhibit.
It's a black piece. So you have.
It is the night.
You know, and it's like an invitation to go through with us. It's the night in Antananarivo, the capital, the main city in Madagascar. It can also be the night somewhere else. In Bamako, in Istanbul, in Paris, in Madrid. So it's like an invitation to live an experience. The night is always a mystery for everybody. It's emotional, it's poetic, it's dangerous, it's a lot of things. So this piece traduces all these things. It's also history. The night, the shape of the piece is like a black book with a lot of pages. These pages are about, you know, story already written, and it's also about all story will be right. So it's a combination of a lot of things. It's also like a big reference of this piece. A big reference of this piece is literature. So yeah, because Joël is really interested by writers from his country, Jean-Joseph Rabi-Herville, Elie Radzo-Narsson. They always traduce this Malagasy way to exist, with melancholia, with poetry.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good way now to come here in Venice, to participate to this biennale, and to share with people, with public, with professional, with the world, this part of our country, melancholia, this poetry from our history. Because Malagasy people is people little bit melancholic, little bit poetic. We like, you know, to talk about the past, and the present exists for us because you have the past, because the future don't exist without the past, without talking about the past. It's also, you know, like you are here, like it's a big theater. You have like curtains, like a play will be played. So you know it's the combination of all these ideas, all these references.
Tell me a little bit about your background in your coming to be the curator of this show. And what was your influence to your drive to be in this? You know, there must be something very special for you as an inaugural piece or inaugural pavilion in the Biennale.
Yeah.
That's kind of a two-part question.
I think I will start with my story with Joël. Joël and I,
we
know each other since 2006. So 10 years ago around. And because I did all my study, my work in Antananarivo in Madagascar. So we worked together on his project in Madagascar, and I know him. I know his attachment. You know his feeling about his country. So we become friends,
colleagues
and friends. And when he decided to take part of this this biennale, Joël told me, yeah, I'm going to build with my network this pavilion in Venice. So I want to have you like one of my curators.
Wow.
So I told him, why me? I'm not famous, you know.
May I ask, what was your background? Were you also an architect?
No, I study communication in the university in Antananarivo. So I'm always an artist, visual artist, and I worked for a long time for a French cultural center in Antananarivo. So I did the programmation, dance, theater, visual arts. So
you've been in the arts.
Yeah. So yeah, Joël proposed me to take part of this project, and it's a big honor.
Yeah. What would be your hope, or do you have any? You know, having done this, a whole exhibit here, you know, this is monumental for your country to be a first time here. Do you have any feelings or let's say, projections of what may happen or how you feel it's come to be that would be, you know, something you'd want to share from your personal experience with this?
Yeah, I think when you did this project and everybody asked us also, what does it represent for you? So I always answer, we deserve it. Joël deserves it. Our country deserves it. So yeah, it's a big honor to be here, and we are really proud to show this kind of images, this kind of history from Madagascar. So it's really the feeling of mine to be here to show and to share with people what kind of poetry we can have from our country.
Let me ask you, what is a book that is memorable for you in your life?
A book really important for me. I think it's, you know, you have a writer in Madagascar, Eddie Njemalal. He's one of the most writer in Madagascar. And he writed a book about how to be Malagasy now. So it's in Malagasy, and it's an important book because it's, you know, sometimes it's not about national thing, it's not about identity, it's really about feelings and how to be a Malagasy after colonization, after independence, sometimes you need to talk about it. So I think when I read this book when I was young, I was really touched by this motivation to talk about who you are inside of us.
It's reflected in this exhibit, I think.
Thank
you. And
thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much for taking the time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. My English is not really good, but I'm trying.
You did wonderfully. This is the Venice Biennale 2019. We are at the Madagascar Pavilion. I have forgotten the night with our artist, Joël.
Yes.
And Joël, I'm going to ask you please to pronunciate for me your last name.
It's very easy. Andriano Mearissoa.
A little bit about your history with it.
So to start the discussion, I'm always saying it actually that Madagascar is exhibiting for the first time in Venice at the Venice Biennale. But actually, Venice is also receiving for the first time Madagascar. So it's a kind of
It's a beautiful
thing. For all of us, it's a kind of a premiere, if I can say something. So, well, I'm going to give you maybe some information about how it works and also how we write here. So the decision actually was made by the Ministry of Culture of Madagascar. Then, you know, this is a decision that they took, and then, you know, this kind of a combination and discussion with the Biennale. After that, they chose me, you know, to represent the country here. Well, some countries are doing like a three artist or group shows and something, but they decide actually to do a solo show. And for that, I also worked actually with two curators, Rina Halayranaï, who is actually my Malagasy curator, and Emmanuel Daide, who is a French and critic curator. I think it's also important to say that the show, well, the Ministry of Culture actually did everything, but actually gave us, you know, the opportunity to do it. But there is also actually two producers. The first one is Revue Noire, which actually they are a publisher. They are based in Paris. So I was saying about something about Revue Noire, he's one of the producers. And also a Malagasy association, Cantoco, who is promoting the Malagasy art like all around the world.
So you met with these two curators.
Yes.
And you discussed, what are we going to do here at the Biennale?
Well,
the
point is actually, I have a different way how I'm working with the curator. Normally, when I'm working with the curator, actually, I'm not waiting for an idea. I already have an idea, and then it's more about the discussion. And for me, the vision of the curator is more how we talk about the work, how we write something, share actually the information also with the audience. It's more like this. So from that, I decide to use this title, which is a kind of a very poetic and with some references from Madagascar, references of course, and some references in general. I have forgotten the night.
What does that reference? May
yes.
I ask?
Because so, it, yeah, it is I, a first... I'll give you actually.
You.
The first one is actually it's Jean-Joseph Rabierville, who is actually a Malagasy poet and writer, which is really important for me because of his kind of a duality that is actually like a very melancholic, and at a certain point, and in the other side is also someone who is like a very political. So I think on my work, I'm always doing this. I'm always using this sentimental political idea. I'm always sharing that. Like we can talk about emotion, but at a certain point, you know, there is also a political way. So the show is the title and the show is about actually I'm dividing the title in two parts. The first one is I have forgotten. So I think it's really clear that I'm dealing with this idea of the memory, trying to forget, trying, you know, to remember. But really like, what is the past, what is the future, what is the present, trying to remember some situations, some elements. Even, you know, I'm saying sometimes that I'm trying to remember my country to express it better, or trying to remember what I am for a better future. So it's something like maybe a little bit dramatic in the beginning, but the end is it's going to be like very positive. And then the night, I have forgotten the night. The idea of the night is actually, I think it's for me, it's something very poetic, like the idea of the darkness, the idea of mystery. In the evening, in the night, we are always like a little bit lost. We are always a little bit fragile also, I think. In the daytime, we can see most of the thing, but in the evening and during the night, we are like, there is more mystery, and I like this idea. And this is something that I really appreciate and I'm using on my work. It's one of the reasons also why I'm using black. So from that all, from these elements, I decided to build actually an architecture, an installation, which is not, there is no real reference reference related to Madagascar, but it's related more to the spirit of Madagascar, this idea of melancholy, as I told you before, this idea of an island also, this idea of a kind of a lost country, lost memories. So it's why I built this kind of a house, this kind of a labyrinth where you can get lost, where you actually are dealing all the time with the idea of the fragility and the density, because the paper is very fragile, but while they all combine, they become actually a massive thing. So yeah, just to listen, to feel, to try to understand. You know, I'm not giving a real answer about Madagascar. Okay, this is Madagascar, this is the situation, this is our political way of life. It's not about that. It's more about, like, okay, well, this is our sensation. The second thing that I want to say also is about the work, because I love the metaphor. The piece is like a book, like a book of the night, this huge book, a forgotten book, that you have to turn the pages to remember, to see, to rediscover, also to excavate, actually, some few elements. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your background mm-hmm. that's brought you to this day. I mean, as an artist, this is a big, you know, premiere for us to meet you at the Biennale. Mm-hmm. It's international. What's brought you to this day that in your mind you look back and see these milestones?
Yeah, I can say some few important moments of my life. So, I was born in Madagascar, raised in Madagascar. I had a very normal education and coming from a very normal family. Then I moved to Paris because I study architecture and I'm officially also an architect and an artist. So I study in Paris architecture. Actually, I think you can feel it also on this work and on most of my work. The space is also very important. It's why I'm doing installation. And when I'm talking about the architecture, it's not just the architecture, the space. It's really the space and the body, how the body has to move actually inside of the space. So from that, I have two studios. One is in Madagascar and one is in France. So I'm sharing my time between Paris and Antanana Rivo. Same time, same spending the same time in two locations. I did some different shows. Like I think you heard about the Africa Remix show, for example, which was very important. I was part of it. There was also a kind of a reference on contemporary art on this show curated by Simon Jamy. Called The Divine Comedy. It was in Frankfurt, it was in the US, and well, everywhere. What else? And there is also something, I think for me, if I have to define my work, I'm always saying that my work is not just a work, it's an exercise. I like the idea of the exercise. Mm-hmm. I like to talk about the emotion. I like to talk about the idea of desire. I like to talk about something that it's not visible in the beginning, mm-hmm. but the exercise is to materialize actually the emotion. So the materiality is the emotion. That's the key for me.
How does this piece relate to emotion then for you?
This piece, you mean? Well, it's for me. Well, I'm. Again, there is no explanation, but I prefer to say that for me, this piece is a melancholic piece. Like you are going on melancholy, and again, when I'm talking about melancholy, I'm not talking about sadness. Melancholy, it's a talented way to be sad for me. So you have to build to be melancholic. You have to build a space. You have to build an attitude. You have to build actually. You have to use all the senses, like from sounds to taste to sensation. I don't know, but there is many things. And it's not only something bad, it's also like melancholy can be good and it can be bad. Mm.
Is this more of an historic melancholy mm-hmm. than a personal? I understand its references to a structure in Madagascar.
For me, it's very international. It's not only person. Of course, you know, on each piece, everything is personal in the beginning. But then when you are like sharing the piece and when it's open, so I think it's very international. You know, there is also a structure on the show. like I'm always saying that the walls, the white walls actually of the show, they are actually the Madagascar pavilion, but in the middle the piece is international. There is no nationality on the piece, and it's I think it's very important, especially when we are talking about art. Of course, we all have either identity, we all have culture, we are all coming from somewhere, but I think when we are talking about art, I think it's better to say that we are just artists and we are like dealing with, you know, our emotion, we are dealing with our desire, we are dealing with our ideas. And ideas are international, yeah.
So as the first artist representing Madagascar here at the Venice Biennale, mm-hmm. how do you see this being going forward, let's say your influence, or maybe being the, you know, inaugural artist here? Do you mm-hmm. see any aspect of that in your work or in...
Well,
what would be your hopeful outcome?
Well, it's very new, actually. So there is no answer for the moment because we just opened like 4 days ago. And as you know, like the professional week is just like very crowded and there is a lot of things. So for the moment, it's really nice because Madagascar got a lot of attention. I also got a lot of attention, you know, on my work. But I think there is no real result. Like okay, we got this. So I'm dreaming about this. I think it's too early.
What would be if you had something that you would like your artwork to project toward in the future?
There is always a dream to see your name in the facade of the museum or participate to some very interesting show. But, well, there is a real, not a dream, but there is a real question now for the moment. I built the first Madagascar pavilion. So what will happen for the next one? This is a real question.
You set a precedent.
Well, I don't know.
Without knowing it, you set a precedent.
Yes. So the real question, you know, when the people are talking about, when the people are saying it's an historical moment, and I'm saying yes, it's an historical moment.
Yes.
But the real question is: it historical because it's the first one, or is it historical because it's the last one? So it's a real question. So now my question is about this. Okay, it's here. It will be here within 6 months. It's written on all the catalogs and on all the information keys, you know, for the Biennale. And I think many people saw the pavilion. But now it's not about... I don't want to say that what's next, but it's real. The real question is like, what will happen now? It's also a real question. It's not. I don't want to be more personal, and I don't want to talk about my career because this is another thing. My career will be separated from this pavilion. Like even today, I don't want to say that it's over. But you know, I'm working with my galleries. I already have other shows. But it's a real question about Madagascar. Like, okay, so what will change? You know, on the vision of Madagascar through this pavilion. Okay. I don't have the answer because, you know, there was a lot of people working on it. Even, you know, the ambassador came and I asked them that. Okay, so what will change? You know, in Madagascar also from that. And the second question is also that I'm questioning the art world in general, like. There was the Giardini before. The Giardini is there with these big countries and with their own pavilion and everything. But there is a kind of a brief, a new brief, like around the world that, you know, like countries like Madagascar, like Ghana, like Pakistan, they are coming also. So it's an energy who is actually who's coming from
a new wave.
So
yeah,
so it's a these are the nice thing around. Yeah.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.